to the action. This is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
That's right, and welcome back to Miller as we get set for the girls' game of a girl-boy doubleheader tonight on 1210 KOKK. We got Cheyenne Eagle Butte here at Miller again. Both great games of a girl-boy doubleheader live on KOKK. Let's start off with the visiting squad. Jesse Mendoza and his Cheyenne Eagle Butte girls come in at 1-0 on the season. Mendoza will have off the bench tonight Julia Cook, Alberta Miner, Sal Jewett, Trinity Lenz's Horse, Kellen Circleable, Aaron Wave, Jada Farley, Tyra Lenz's Horse, and Marky Shaving. Starting five for the Cheyenne Eagle Butte girls tonight in Miller. Number 10, a 5'6 senior, Snowy Firecloud. Number 22, a 5'6 freshman, Maya Harris. Number 31, a 5'7 junior, Ryan Long. Number 33, a 5'7 senior, Mary Garter. And number 34, a 5'4, 11-inch senior, Long D. Johnson. Girls will start Firecloud, Harris, Long, Garter, and Johnson will wear powder blue unis with white numbers. Moving over to Miller, their head coach is Aaron Zeller. Off the bench, Zeller will have Aaron Moncourt, Bonnegal Schlechter, Rachel Oleg Mueller, Brooks Sargent, Abby Callahan, and Elise Brooks. Starting five for Miller, number 14, a 5'8 junior, Carly Beckett. Number 20, a 5'5 junior, Tiana Pawlowski. Number 22, a 5'3 senior, Shaley Waddell. Number 30, a 5'10 freshman, Katie Fernholz. And number 34, a 5'11 junior, Annie Keeter. We will try to bring you those, the interviews that we had set up for the pregame show. We'll try to set those up maybe for halftime if we can get those on. Having a little bit of technical difficulties here on the road tonight in Miller. As I mentioned, in our season opener on the radio on Tuesday, it's also early season for us here. We're not quite in mid-season form. So let's head it back to the studios here for just a moment. We'll return one way or another with the opening tip of Cheyenne Eagle Butte at Miller. The girls game of a girl-boy doubleheader. Both games tonight. Real game kickoff next at 1210 KOKK.
Are you in the real estate market? Are you watching the real estate market here in Huron? If you are buying, selling, or just considering the market, make sure to check out Real Estate Connection on Facebook and Instagram for the most recent updates on listings.
The doctors and staff at Carr Chiropractic Clinic know the importance of athletes competing at their best and understand the team's success depends on the health of each player. A quick recovery from an injury starts with a proper diagnosis, which leads to the best treatment. At Carr Chiropractic Clinic, doctors and staff are specially trained and educated to diagnose and treat sport injuries. They have extended office hours, including evenings and Saturdays. Carr Chiropractic Clinic, your sports injury headquarters.
Your fault, their fault, rusted up from road salt, ding ding, hailstorm, truck stall, didn't see the stop sign, speed zone, tire blown, talking on the cell phone, smashed a few road cones, hit from behind. There's a million ways to get hit, or maybe you just get hit a lot, but there's only one place to go, Advanced Collision and Repair. Don't just go anywhere, only one place will make it right again. That's Advanced Collision and Repair. Call Travis and Shane today to fix it right, 893-0190.
About something personalized and unique, like personalized wedding t-shirts, maybe a t-shirt for a family reunion, a hat, that's always a popular option, even lawn chairs. That's right, lawn chairs. The Miller Press has you covered on all fronts. What about a cool color t-shirt supporting your favorite local race car driver? And then, of course, there's the standard calling cards that let your friends know where to find you. Call the Miller Press today or just stop on in. The great folks at the Miller Press will help you with all your printing needs.
The Highlight Steakhouse and Lounge would like to wish the Miller Wrestlers the best of luck in today's matchup. The Highlight is open 5 days a week for lunch from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. with specials every day. Stop in for supper as well. The Highlight reopens at 5 p.m. every night with supper, and don't miss Saturday night. That's prime rib night. Along with your meal, grab your favorite beverage. The Highlight has a great selection of pops, spirits, and your favorite brews. The Highlight Steakhouse and Lounge in downtown Miller is proud to sponsor Rustler Athletics.
American Family Insurance believes your dreams are what matter most. That's why we offer affordable ways to protect them.
My dream is to own a second car and a house with a two-car garage to keep it in.
My dream is to start my own business and make my son my first employee.
Whatever your dream, we can help protect it. Learn more at amfam.com or contact your local agent. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it.
Your American Family Insurance agent in Miller is Crystal Wolcordson. See her at 113 East 3rd Street or call her at 853-3324.
You've got Dakota Sports.
Girls game just underway as we just missed the opening tip. They're trying to get the technical difficulties handled. There's a shot inside for Miller and an early miss leads to a Cheyenne Eagle View rebound and a foul called, I believe, on Miller, and we'll start off with a Rustler foul. First foul of the night on Miller is, let's see, went for him to put it up on the board. First team foul. Second set, first foul is on Katie Fernholz. Her first, Cheyenne Eagle beat on the offensive end. Here's a ball knocked out of bounds by Fernholz. Fernholz, a 5'10 freshman. Inbounds for the Braves. Top of the key, here's Wardell. Crossboard pass, tipped and knocked away, and a steal by Fernholz. Nope, ahead is Andy Keeter. And a ball down, and another foul called. This time on Cheyenne Eagle Butte. Foul against Maya Paris, her first. Another quick basket by Miller. Give it to Pawlowski. Didn't see it. That's a technical difficulty situation. Here's a three by Cheyenne Eagle Butte. Mary Gardner from long range. No, actually, that was Johnson. But either way, 3-2 Cheyenne Eagle Butte. And now a turnover by Miller, so the Braves will have it back. Cheyenne Eagle Butte girls 1-0 on the season. Beat their rival Mobridge in the season opener 50-41. So already off to a nice start to the year, taking on Miller here on a snowy Saturday. Here's the ball knocked away by Wardell, but Cheyenne Eagle Butte will collect into the timeline. It's snowy Firecloud, a 5'6 senior guard. Here's another three. This one off back iron and no good for Garter. I think that was Garter that hit that three. I'm going to put it down for her. There's another Miller turnover. Got going a little too fast and couldn't catch up to the pass. Ball out of bounds off the Rustlers. Cheyenne Eagle Butte will inbound. 6:25 to play opening quarter. 3-2 Braves. First game of two tonight. A girl-boy doubleheader on KOKK. Here's a shot blocked by Fernholz. Ball picked up by Pawlowski, and here comes Miller. Hand off for Wardell just across the timeline. A ball knocked away by Cheyenne Eagle Butte. A couple of players on the deck and a jump ball called. Cheyenne Eagle Butte will have it off the possession arrow. And with 6:08 to play in the first, we'll have our first substitution. It'll be Julia Cook on the floor for Maya Paris. Inbounds, fire cloud across the timeline, right wing for Garter. Garter to the top of the key, back to Johnson. Lob in the paint, ball knocked away, and another steal. This one taken by Katie Fernholz. Fernholz to the other end, and just about lost it. Finds the handle and swings it up top of the key for Beckett. There's Carly Beckett down in the right corner, ball knocked away again. Fernholz able to corral it this time. Back to Beckett, fakes on the three, rises up from 10 on the baseline, shot no good. Back at it for Fernholz, and another offensive board, and then we'll get another look. Here's a ball knocked away, trying to produce a steal. Pass ahead to Firecloud, looking to go one-on-one, trying to get around her defender, throws up a shot, no good, offensive rebound. Push back, long goal for Ryan Long, and now Fernholz going to come out of the tangle with the basketball, so Miller will have it back. And a chance to gain a lead. 3-2 Braves, 5:08 to play first quarter. Just across midcourt is Wardell down in the left corner for Beckett. Pass in the paint now. Here's a free throw line jumper for Annie Keeter. That one rattles out, but another offensive board by the 5'10 freshman Fernholz. Off to Pawlowski and a foul called on the Braves. Foul on Snowy Firecloud, her first. Be the second on the team, and set to inbound here is Carly Beckett. Beckett in the inbounds to Fernholz in the corner. Fernholz backing down baseline, shot on the way, no good, but a foul called, and a couple of free throws coming for Katie Fernholz. Fouls on Ryan Long, her first. and holds a couple of free throws. First is in the air and no good. Katie Fernholz, 5'10 freshman. Three juniors, a senior and a freshman in the starting lineup for Zellers Rustler. Second free throw, no good for Fernholz. Rebound Braves. Here comes Cheyenne Eagle View. Julia Cook across midcourt, guarded top of the key by Pawlowski. Now up top for Juan D. Johnson. Down low for Long, back outside, ball knocked away and stolen, taken away by Keeter, and then knocked right back out of bounds by Ryan Long, so Miller will have it. Cheyenne Eagle Butte will bring Sal Jewett in for the first time tonight, so replace Ryan Long. Inbounds pass for Waddell across the timeline for Pawlowski. Right corner, here's Beckett, had a shot blocked and now knocked out bounds by Mary Garter, so Miller will inbound again. I'm still getting used to the shot clock at the air level, so got to keep an eye on that, although it hasn't affected anything here tonight. 4:05 to play opening quarter, 3-2 Braves. Miller trying to get their lead back here. There's a jumper by Keeter from 12 feet. No good. No offensive rebound. Braves will take it. Garter across midcourt for Cook. Cook on the right wing for Jewett. Sal Jewett guarded out there by Keeter. Down in the right corner, driving baseline, is Jewett. Ball knocked away, stolen by Miller. Here's Waddell. Down the lane, left side, shot is on the way. They'll get offensive rebound, and the pickoff is in for Keeter. Miller on top for three and a half to play first quarter. Pass on the right wing for Garter. Garter, top of the key for Lomdy Johnson. Here's a three on the left wing, no good for Cook. Rebound Miller. It'll be Taylor Waddell the other way. Waddell just left to the top of the key. In the corner now for Carly Beckett. Beckett thinking about baseline, shut down, passes up top for Pawlowski. Pawlowski on the dribble. Halfway down the lane, a pass for Fernholz. Nice up and under, but look at the bucket and one. Katie Fernholz with her first basket, and she'll have a chance here at another free throw. Went 0 for 2 in her last trip to the line. Trinity Lenzesorce checking in for Cheyenne Eagle Butte. She'll replace Wom D. Johnson. Extra free throw here for the freshman Fernholz. In the air, comes up short. Rebound almost came all the way back out to her. Now a couple of players on the deck. Ball squirts out, and Pawlowski comes up with it and throws it away. Right over the head of Beckett and out of bounds. 2:56 to play first quarter. Miller 6, Cheyenne Eagle Butte 3. Braves with the basketball. Here is Cook across the timeline. Pass inside, ball knocked out, and I think this is off the Rustlers. Fire Cloud set to inbound underneath. Bounce pass into it. Almost had a hand on it. It's knocked out of bounds. I think it's off that, but it is. So Shining will be sent to inbound again with 2:42 remaining in the first. And Miller out to a 6-3 lead. Here's Firecloud in the corner. Pass out near the timeline for Garter. Garter the long points in the game. The shot halfway down the road. That one rattles, but that'll fall for Trinity Lenzesorce. So 6-5. Rustler's lead is 1. Miller on the offensive end. Here's Fernholz down in the corner and a long 2 for Keeter, and that one is good. Andy Keeter, 4 points to lead Miller. 2:05 left in the first. 8-5 Rustlers. Lob left corner. Garter wide open for 3. Already got 1. This one off the mark. Rebounded by Waddell. Waddell going to lead the break. She's got Fernholz. Won't pass. Lefty layup will not go, but a foul call. Fouls on Garter first. Team's fourth. Comes Ryan Log back on. Looks like Log will replace Garter. But not till a free throw is shot here by the Rustlers. This one rattles, hits on the back iron. It's not going to go for Waddell. So the Wrestlers are starting off this game 0 for 4 from the free throw line. We're now with one more trying to break the schneid. And she can't. Second is no good. I think we got a foul on Miller as well. We do a foul on Waddell after the free throw. So her first, team second. Minute 40 remaining here in the first, and then they're going to come up with another steal. Here's Waddell across midcourt. Right wing now. Here's a long three on the way. No good by Pawlowski, and an off rebound by Cheyenne Eagle Butte, and a steal by Fernholz. She gets pushed down, and a foul called. That's going to be six on the Braves, so nearing the bonus already is the Rustlers. And let's see who this one is on. It'll be Trinity Lenz's horse, her first. Again, team six. So Miller will inbound on their end, leading 8-5. Inbounds and a pass to Fernholz and another foul. Again, it's Lentz's horse, her second, and so that'll mean, I think, bonus time for the Rustlers. So free throws for Miller are 1-1, 1 anyway, and the front end is no good. So the Rustlers now 0-7 to start this game from the free throw line. That was Abby Kettlehut. Actually make it 0-6. Rustlers still lead, though, 8-5. Here's a ball knocked away and another Miller steal. That is Kettlehut. Back across the timeline, looking to dump it off, gives it off to Waddell. Waddell down in the right corner for Pawlowski. Pawlowski inside. Keeter from in close can't hit. Rebound grabbed by Fernholz. Another offensive board. Fernholz in the lane. Right corner now for Pawlowski. Ball knocked away, but Fernholz finds the handle. Here's a long two by Kettlehut. That one no good, and another offensive rebound. That one caught iron, so a fresh shot clock as well. Miller can dribble out the corner if they'd like. 8-5 they lead. Shot clock at 25, game clock at 24. Nice spin move here by Fernholz, but can't hit. Got a rebound. Try it again. It won't go. This time, Keeter, the offensive board. Again, a miss, and now a double dribble called. So a turnover back to the Braves with 14 seconds left in the first. Rustlers 8, Braves 5, and now Cheyenne Eagle Butte with a chance to cut into this lead or maybe even tie here at the end of the opening quarter. Just across midcourt is Firecloud, and now she's getting awful close to a 5-second call. Got stuck out near the timeline. Gives it off to Jewett. It drives baseline, ripped by Kettlehut, and that'll end the first quarter. After one of the girls' game in Miller, Rustlers 8, Braves 5, back in a minute on 1210 KOKK.
Nelson's HB Seeds is proud to serve the Miller and Hand County area and wish best of luck to the Rustlers. Now's the time to look into your seed for next year. Nelson HB Seed has winter wheat and spring wheat available, plus Kruger corn and soybean seed. Nelson HB Seed and Miller can also treat your seed. Call 853-3025, 853-3025 for more information. Best of luck to the Rustlers from Nelson HB Seed in Miller.
The certified public accountant firm of Coleman, Biersbach & Anderson LLP can take care of your tax and accounting needs. Income tax preparation, computerized bookkeeping, audit and not audit financial statements, estate planning, just among the services offered by Coleman, Biersbach & Anderson. Wishing the best to the Miller Rustlers, Coleman, Biersbach & Anderson LLP CPA firm of Miller.
Back to the action. This is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Miller here as the second quarter just getting underway. I think we might have fixed my technical difficulties here, so probably have some interviews before the boys' game. Sorry about the confusion before this one. I don't know what exactly was going on there, but it took care of itself. Here's Waddell, long two, no good. Rebound, pass inside here for Kettlehut. Kettlehut's shot is handy-handy over the rim, and here's a long pass down court for Cheyenne Eagle Butte.
Stop by Shooters in Woolsey for good times, great food, and drinks that will warm you up or cool you down. Shooters in Woolsey opens by 4:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Stop by Friday night for smoked ribs, and Saturday it's prime rib. Shooters will make any beverage you want. If they don't know how to make it, then tell them what's in it and they'll fix you up. Good times, great food, and just about any beverage you can imagine, that's Shooters in Woolsey.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Stop into Farmers Cash Food Do-It Center for your next project. Whether your project is on the farm or home, from barbed wire to kitchen cabinets, Do-It Best buying power of over 4,000 stores in 30 countries can help. If you can't make it into the store, check out our website. You can have your product of choice shipped to the store or to your house. Remember Farmers Cash Food Do-It Center for your next project.
Give me a hammer, hand me a saw. I'm not slowing down till I've done it all. I love saving money and time at the Do-It Center store.
Have you shopped Boss Boutique yet? You have to come check us out. Boss Boutique is a fun, friendly women's clothing store in Huron. We carry sizes small to 3X. We also have unique South Dakota made decor and jewelry you will love. Our store hours are Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 4, and Sunday, 12 to 4. We are south of Walmart, next to the Panda Garden.
You're an American farmer. You're the best at what you do. You till and plant the soil. You fertilize and cultivate. You nudge and nurture and fix and fuss. You do everything in your power to produce the world's food. But you can't control the weather.
Kent Clark Insurance of Lexington, your friendly local crop insurance agent, can help you control the consequences of the weather. Call Kent Clark Insurance today and protect your investment at 605-458-2281.
Beat the rush. Enroll now for spring classes at Huron.
All right. Hopefully we're back here in Miller. 5:14 to play in the second. And we won't have that boys game interview or anything else for that matter. Just basketball tonight. Holding the phone to my head. Keeping stats with the other hand. So we're lucky we get that much. 5:14 to play second quarter. Rustlers 12, Braves 7. Wrestlers to the left corner, and here's a ball knocked out of bounds. So 5:03 to play, quarter number two. Wrestlers 12, Braves 7. He's drive by Fernholz out to Wardell. We're out for a long two. They're not going to count that. A turnover on the travel. So Cheyenne Eagle Butte with the basketball, trailing 12-7. 4:53 to play, quarter number two. Braves just right at the top of the key. It's Juan D. Johnson. across toward Alberta, Montour. Now pass outside. Here's Firecloud for three. That one off the mark. Rebound grab by Miner. And a ball knocked out of bounds offside Eagle Butte. So Miller will set for the inbound. So the Rustlers on the offensive end during midway point of the second quarter. There's a lob pass inside, knocked up into the air by the Braves, and Wandy Johnson will come down with it. So another turnover here. Johnson just right at the top of the key for the Braves. Nice pass into a cutting Maya Paris, but Paris can't hit. Rebound grab by Miller. Beckett the other way. Down to Moncur in the corner. Top of the key now for Beckett. Beckett down in the right corner for Vonnegut. Schlechter in for the first time tonight. Here's Schlechter in the right corner, guarded by Johnson. No, excuse me, by Ryan Logg. Pass on top of the key for Moncur. Ball knocked out. They're going to say that's off the Braves. So the Rustlers trying to put one on the board. Here's a long two right at the shot clock by Waddell. That one is no good. Rebound ends up out of bounds, but it's off the Braves. Miller to inbound, 3:29 left until halftime. There's a long two by Wardle. All that one off the side of the backboard. And Fernholz tried to grab it, couldn't get a hand on it. Firecloud across the timeline. Here's Walmsy Johnson just right at the top of the key. Pass inside for Johnson. And Johnson up out here, a bucket and one. All right, let's take a quick break here, see if we can't figure something out. 30 seconds. Take a quick 30-second break on 1210 KOKK.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Vern's Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
Something personalized and unique like personalized wedding t-shirts. Maybe a t-shirt for a family reunion. A hat, that's always a popular option. Even lawn chairs. That's right, lawn chairs. The Miller Press has you covered on all fronts. What about a cool color t-shirt supporting your favorite local race car driver? And then, of course, there's the standard calling cards that let your friends know where to find you. Call the Miller Press today or just stop on in. The great folks at the Miller Press will help you with all your printing needs.
Back to the action. This is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Johnny Lemieux with the basketball here. 2:15 to play second quarter. And another layup missed by Paris and another Miller rebound. Schlechter back across midcourt. A little give and go. Gives it to Beckett. Back to Schlechter on the cut. No up ball go. Rebound no grab by Miller. It's a Teeter. And Teeter is fouled. Fouls on number 20, Alberta Miner. See, I've got that up for the team's ninth, so just about double bonus time. This is a shooting foul, so two coming either way. First for Eddie Keeter is no good, so Miller is 0 for 7 from the free throw line. Signing a deal for 1. A place to make a free throw tonight, apparently. Second is in the air, and another miss. 1:58 left to the half. Miller 12. Cheyenne Eagle Butte 9. And here's a travel on the baseline as the ball almost got knocked away from Trinity Lenzesource as she took an extra step trying to corral it. And ended up having it in the offhand the whole time. The travel back to Miller. 1:45 left, second quarter. Miller 12, Tiny will be 9. Here's a pass inside the steal by the Braves. Fire foul trying to push it up court. A foul called on Miller. And safe bet there, just the 14th foul, and Miller a chance to stop the break. A foul on Erin Moncur, her first. Shining will be on the offensive end, and at 25 left until the break, still trailing here by 3. Lob inside is too tall for Ryan Logg. And a turnover. Back to the Rustlers. Now some little three-quarters court pressure here. Miller able to break the press. We're down across the timeline and a pass for Moncur. Here's Moncur on the dribble. Now just right at the top of the key. It's Pawlowski. Down in the right corner now. The ball knocked away and a foul called on the Braves. This will be a couple of free throws now. Double bonus time. Shayla Riddell's first. Oh, no, it's... excuse me, not Wardell. 22 is Maya Paris. It'll be Wardell at the free throw line. First is good. So, officially now off the stride as the Rustlers 1-for-8 from the stripe. Extends their lead to 4. Second free throw, no good for Wardell. So Wardell with 1 point, 1-of-4 from the line. 13-9, Rustlers by 4, a minute remaining until halftime. There's a 3 by Paris, that one off left iron. Well, that's nearly the timeline. Fireclaw picks it up, and that one is good. So a big 3 late in the second cuts it to a 1-point game. Miller 13, Shine Eagle beat 12. Pass inside, and here's a basket for Miller. I think that's Carly Beckett. So 15-12, Miller by 3. We'll turn around in the lane. That one will not go for Trinity Lenz's horse, and Miller there for the rebound. So the Rustlers, a 3-point lead, 10 seconds to play in the second, a chance to add on to that lead. Out of the right corner, here's Pawlowski, got a ball knocked away, and Miller going to come up with another steal, and a layup at the buzzer for Shaley Riddell. So Riddell with 3 points headed into the halftime locker room, Ellis also will give Miller their biggest lead, a 5-point advantage for the Rustlers at the break. Halftime of the girls' game, Miller 17, Cheyenne Eagle Butte 12, back with a halftime show in 3 minutes on Dakota Sports on 1210 KOKK.
The Highlight Steakhouse and Lounge would like to wish the Miller Rustlers the best of luck in today's matchup. The Highlight is open 5 days a week for lunch from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. with specials every day. Stop in for supper as well. The Highlight reopens at 5 p.m. every night with supper, and don't miss Saturday night. That's prime rib night. Along with your meal, grab your favorite beverage. The Highlight has a great selection of pops, spirits, and your favorite brews. The Highlight Steakhouse and Lounge in downtown Miller is proud to sponsor Rustler Athletics.
American Family Insurance believes your dreams are what matter most. That's why we offer affordable ways to protect them.
My dream is to own a second car and a house with a two-car garage to keep it in.
My dream is to start my own business and make my son my first employee.
Whatever your dream, we can help protect it. Learn more at AmFam.com or contact your local agent. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it.
Your American Family Insurance agent in Miller is Crystal Wolcordson. See her at 113 East 3rd Street or call her at 853-3324.
Nelson's HB Seeds is proud to serve the Miller and Hand County area and wish best of luck to the Rustlers. Now's the time to look into your seed for next year. Nelson HB Seed has winter wheat and spring wheat available, plus Kruger corn and soybean seed. Nelson HB Seed and Miller can also treat your seed. Call 853-3025, 853-3025 for more information. Best of luck to the Rustlers from Nelson HB Seed in Miller.
The certified public accountant firm of Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson LLP can take care of your tax and accounting needs. Income tax preparation, computerized bookkeeping, audit and not audit financial statements, estate planning, just among the services offered by Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson. Wishing the best to the Miller Wrestlers, Coleman Biersbach and Anderson LLP, CPA firm of Miller.
Hi, John here at Pro Struggles in Huron. Well, we made it through Black Friday, so it's time to move on to the Red Tag sales event. One of the biggest sales of the year, and it goes through January 3rd. Fast start incentives, bonus tag cash, select model programs, lease support, Costco member discounts. If we don't have it, it doesn't exist. Yes, it sounds confusing, but let our sales consultants find the discount that is best for you. Happy holidays from everyone at Prostrolo, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac in Huron.
Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day for lunch and dinner. Try their mouth-watering grill burgers or their delicious DQ bakes with chicken or turkey. Philly cheese dogs, kids' meals, salads, onion rings, and cheese curds. Don't forget their famous chicken strip basket. Head to Dairy Queen of Huron on Lincoln Avenue across from the South Dakota State Fairgrounds. Have a birthday or a special event coming up? Order their DQ cakes or a DQ blizzard cake. See Barb and her friendly crew at Dairy Queen for lunch or dinner. Dairy Queen, fan food, not fast food.
Are you in the real estate market? Are you watching the real estate market here in Huron? If you are buying, selling, or just considering the market, make sure to check out Real Estate Connection on Facebook and Instagram for the most recent updates on listings.
The doctors and staff at Carr Chiropractic Clinic know the importance of athletes competing at their best and understand the team's success depends on the health of each player. A quick recovery from an injury starts with a proper diagnosis, which leads to the best treatment. At Carr Chiropractic Clinic, doctors and staff are specially trained and educated to diagnose and treat sport injuries. They have extended office hours, including evenings and Saturdays. Carr Chiropractic Clinic, your sports injury headquarters.
Your fault, their fault, rusted up from road salt, ding ding, hailstorm, truck stall, didn't see the stop sign, speed zone, tire blown, talking on the cell phone, smashed a few road cones, hit from behind. There's a million ways to get hit, or maybe you just get hit a lot, but there's only one place to go, Advanced Collision and Repair. Don't just go anywhere, only one place will make it right again. That's Advanced Collision and Repair. Call Travis and Shane today to fix it right, 893-0190.
This is Dakota Sports, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting. It's halftime.
It is, and welcome back to Miller, set for a halftime show here. And taking a look at the numbers here, we'll start off with the score, 17-12. That is the lone score on our Miller Family Hair Care of Huron. Scoreboard update, we've got just the score here tonight. Wrestlers 17, Braves 12, halftime of the girls' game. Take a look at the numbers, first of all, for Jesse Mendoza and his Cheyenne Eagle Butte Brave girls. Four of the 12 came off the bench tonight. Trinity Lenzeshorst with two. Marky Shaving also with two. Four of the 12 off the bench for Jesse Mendoza and the Braves girls. Three of the five starters have scored as well. Juan B. Johnson put in two in the first half. She had a three-point play, and she actually hit the free throw, but somebody stepped into the lane, so it didn't count. Johnson has the 2 points at the break, and then three apiece for Snowy Firecloud and Mary Garter, both on a three-point basket. Let's see. Taking a look here at the free throw shooting. Oh, yeah, just the one free throw, the extra attempt by Juan D. Johnson. Moving over to the Miller Wrestlers here at the break. They put up 17 points, just the starting five in the scoring column, but all five have scored. Two apiece for Katie Fernholz and Carly Beckett. Fernholz is 0 for 3 from the free throw line. Shayla Riddell has 3 points. She is 1 of 4 from the free throw line. Tiana Pawlowski with 4 points here at the break, and leading the charge for Miller is Annie Keeter with a half dozen. Keeter has 6 points, and she's 0 for 2 from the line. Abby Kettle had 0 for 1 from the line. Fernholz 0 for 3 from the line. Shayla Riddell 1 for 4 from the line. The Wrestlers went 0 for 8 before knocking down a free throw, and they ended up 1 out of 10 in the first half. And, of course, you got a 5-point lead in a tight game. You're leading 17-12. You'd really like to have at least half of those go in. So maybe the second half better from the free throw line for the Wrestlers. We'll see here in just a couple of minutes. And remember, two games tonight, both games of a girl-boy doubleheader. We are right now at halftime of the girls' game. Miller 17, Cheyenne Eagle Butte 12. Back to the studios for a couple more minutes. Second half is coming up next on Dakota Sports, 1210 KOKK.
Beat the rush. Enroll now for spring classes at Huron Community Campus. HCC offers general study courses for only $40 per credit hour. Spring classes include music appreciation, biology, U.S. history, English comp, American government, and lifespan psychology. Visit HuronCommunityCampus.org or call Doug at 353-8518 to enroll. And don't forget to follow Huron Community Campus on Instagram and Facebook. $40 spring classes at Huron Community Campus. It's a no-brainer.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Burns Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
Hi, John here at Prostruggles in Huron. Well, we made it through Black Friday, so it's time to move on to the Red Tag sales event. One of the biggest sales of the year, and it goes through January 3rd. Fast start incentives, bonus tag cash, select model programs, lease support, Costco member discounts. If we don't have it, it doesn't exist. Yes, it sounds confusing, but let our sales consultants find the discount that is best for you. Happy holidays from everyone at Prostruggles Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac in Huron.
You've got Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Miller. Second half of the girls' game set to get underway. Scoreboard updates brought to you by Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Text or call 883 Hair. Firms, colors, cuts, whatever you need in the world, O'Hair. The Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Text or call 883 Hair. Halftime girls' score, Brandon Valley leading Huron 32-20. We got a final as James Valley Christian's girls beat Aberdeen Christian tonight, 40-36. Again, your Mirror Family Hair Care scoreboard at the half. Brandon Valley leading Huron, 32-20. And a final on the girls' side, James Valley beat Aberdeen Christian tonight, 40-36. Here in Miller, 17-12. Rustlers lead by 5 at the break. Shining will be with the basketball, and that'll do it for your Mirror Family Hair Care of Huron scoreboard update. And a three-pointer to knock to start off the second half for Snowy Firecloud. Firecloud with a half dozen, and that'll make it a two-point game, 17-15. Miller on the offensive end, trying to put up their first points of the second half. It's Carly Beckett on the left wing. Top of the key now for Pulowski. Back to Beckett, long two in the air, no good. Rebound Braves. Rebound grabbed by Lenz's horse, almost had it knocked away. Pass ahead to Garter. Garter all the way down in the lane, left it for Fire. Fouled and ball knocked out of all. Wardell came up with a steal and then immediately traveled. So either way, Shine Eagle Butte going to get that back. So the Braves will inbound with a chance to tie or take the lead. 7:19 to play third quarter. Lob in on the wing right side for Garter. And back on her way. Top of the key for Paris. And another steal by Miller. Taken away by Wardell. Wardell with two defenders across the timeline. Lob inside for Fernholz. Nice adjustment. Shot is up and in. Katie Fernholz got it a little too deep in there. Backed up half a step. Put the ball on the floor for a dribble and knocked it down. 19-15. Rustlers by 4. Long 2 by Firecloud is no good. Rebound goes through the hands of Keeter. Picked up by the Braves. Here's another long 3. That one off the mark for Firecloud. Ball tipped. Keeter the rebound. Here comes Miller. Wardell across midcourt. 6:35 to play third quarter. Rustlers leading 19-15. Lob inside for Fernholz. Again off glass. She's good. Katie Fernholz with a half dozen. Keeter's also got a half dozen. It's the post working well tonight for Miller. Lob into Firecloud. Deep on the baseline. Kicks it back out and a ball saved from going back across the timeline, but right into the hands of Wardell and she'll get the lefty layup. So Shayla Riddell with 5 points, a 6-3 run to start the third, and the Rustlers' lead is 8, 23-15. Mendoza going to stop the action and talk it over. 5:57 left third quarter. Miller 23, Shine Eagle Butte 15. We're back in a minute, 60 seconds on 1210. KOKK.
The doctors and staff at Carr Chiropractic Clinic know the importance of athletes competing at their best and understand the team's success depends on the health of each player. A quick recovery from an injury starts with a proper diagnosis, which leads to the best treatment. At Carr Chiropractic Clinic, doctors and staff are specially trained and educated to diagnose and treat sport injuries. They have extended office hours, including evenings and Saturdays. Carr Chiropractic Clinic, your sports injury headquarters.
Your fault, their fault, rusted up from road salt, ding ding, hailstorm, truck stall, didn't see the stop sign, speed zone, tire blown, talking on the cell phone, smashed a few road cones, hit from behind. There's a million ways to get hit, or maybe you just get hit a lot, but there's only one place to go, Advanced Collision and Repair. Don't just go anywhere, only one place will make it right again. That's Advanced Collision and Repair. Call Travis and Shane today to fix it right, 893-0190.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Miller. Rustlers quickly inside here. Side Eagle Butte, a missed three and a rebound grab by Miller. Here's Beckett to the other end. Bernholtz, nice shot. Big to get her defender off her feet. Drove around her but didn't take the shot. Kicks it back outside to Pulowski. Back to the free throw line, it's Fernholz. Goes around one defender, doubled low on the baseline, and now we'll kick it back out on the right wing for Beckett. And here's a ball knocked away and stolen by Paris. Maya Paris all the way to the rack, lefty layup too strong, rebound tipped, and finally taken by the Braves. It was Juan D. Johnson. Johnson can't hit, but another offensive board. Here's Firecloud, they left her open for three, rattles in, rattles out. Rebound grab by Fernholz, here comes Miller. 5:02 to play third quarter. Miller 23, Cheyenne Eagle Butte 15. Bernholz down low working on Johnson. Splits a couple of defenders. Kicks it out to Wardell for three, and that one is good. The offense starting to come on for Miller as Wardell knocks down the long ball. She's got 10 points. First player in double figures, and the Miller lead is double digits, 26-15. Pass down low for Paris. Paris back out on the right wing to Alberta Miner. Left wing, here's Garner for three. That one off the mark, but a long rebound. Garner will take it herself. Passed inside to Firecloud. Nice adjustment under the basket, gets it to go. Firecloud all five Brave points in the second half. Lead back to single digits, a 9-point advantage, 26-17. Bernholz on the wing. Wardell another triple, this time from the corner. This one no good. Actually, that was Pulowski. I wonder who hit the last one. No, it was Wardell. Pulowski, the 2 points on the big board. Miller, a nice new scoreboard, shows individual the players on the floor, their fouls, their points. Of course, they had to add the shot clock, so just did the whole thing at once, and a very nice scoreboard set up here at the National Guard Armory in Mellon. Midway point of the third, 4 minutes left, 26-17, Miller by nine. Shining a beat on the offensive end. Garter got too far underneath, tried to scoop it up and in, came up short. Miller with the board, and now a foul called. I think it's on the Braves. It will be on Zoe Firecloud, her second. Well, the officials very busy in the first half. Those are the first fouls for each team here on the last couple of plays of the second half. Here comes Sal Jewett back on. She'll replace Miner. So we're now in the backcourt for Miller. On the wing left side, it's Aaron Monker into the game. Here's Pulowski, lob inside for Fernholz. Down in the corner, Keeter along too. No good, but we're down there for the offensive rebound. The putback got stuffed on the putback, but they're going to get a shooting foul, so we'll get a couple of free throws coming for Shaylee Riddell. Also, the foul's on Snowy Firecloud. That's her third. So Mendoza probably have to make a decision on that. Here's Wardell from the free throw line. That one is good, and that's a best-case scenario for Miller. They went 1-for-10 from the line in the first half, so that's got to be nice to knock down the first one of the second half. Oh, and two in a row. What do you know? 28-17, Miller by 11. Subs in. Firecloud will check out with those three fouls. and they'll bring Markey Shaving back in. Markey had 2 of the 12 points in the first half. There's Maya Paris across the timeline, just about lost it. Left wing, a long ball on the way, an airmail for Trinity Lenz's horse, and the ball will sail out of bounds untouched, and the Rustlers will inbound. Full court pressure now from Cheyenne Eagle Butte as they trail by 11. 3:20 to play in the third, and the Rustlers will get a test of full court being defended in the full court, and now they'll get Woodall for the carry, so the full court pressure pays off this time for the Braves. Cheyenne Eagle Butte will inbound on the offensive end, and they blow the inbound almost back across the timeline. Saving it is Paris, and they will go to work. Pass down low for Sal Jewett, ball knocked out of bounds by the Rustlers. Two from in close is no good, but an offensive rebound and a foul. Fouls on Tiana Pawlowski. Pawlowski's first. Team second here in the second half. Inbound pass stolen by Fernholz. Fernholz leading the 2-on-1. She'll take it all the way to the basket. Gets fouled. We'll go to the free throw line. Committing the foul was Markey Shaving. That is her first. So with 3:01 to play in the third, Miller by 11, Fernholz to the free throw line. First free throw is up and in, and I don't know what Zeller said to him at the break, but Jaylee was 1-for-4 in the first half. She knocked out her last two. Katie Fernholz was 0-for-3. The team I mentioned was 1-for-10. This one is short, but Fernholz got her own rebound. They're going to say it wouldn't have counted anyway. She stepped over. So Fernholz 1-for-5. From the line. The team now a much more respectable 4-14. And Miller's lead is a dozen, 29-17. Here's another steal. Fernholz ahead to Werdell all the way to the basket. Layup good. Werdell's got 9 in the quarter. Gee, I got her down for 12. They got her down for 14 on the big board. Alright, I gave one of Pawlowski's baskets to her. Or I gave her one of Pawlowski's. Either way, Pawlowski has 2 points. Wardell has 14. Cheyenne Eagle Butte inbound, and another Miller steal. It's Wardell. Wardell will turn and go right at Shaving, and we'll lay it up and in. So 13 in the quarter, 16 in the game for Wardell, and this one is wide open. 33-17, Miller by 16 points. Lob inside, touched by number 25, Trinity Lenz's horse, and then stolen away by the Rustlers. Couple of players end up on the deck. But Miller comes away with it. Lob inside for Keating. Rustlers here with 1:59 left in the third. We'll go to the free throw line. Annie Keeter at the line. And that one halfway down the can and comes out. So Miller after, as a team, 1-for-10 in the first half. Second free throw, no good. And Cheyenne Eagle Butte there for the rebound. So Cheyenne Eagle Butte to the offensive end, trailing though now by 16 points as they have just the Fire Cloud 3 and the Fire Cloud 2 here in the third. And here's another steal again. It's Werdell. Werdell cruises in for the layup and came up short. Rebound and grab by the Braves. Taken in by Tyra Lynch's horse. Cheyenne Eagle Butte to the offensive end. 1:20 to play in the third. 33-17 Miller. Winger's a runner on the way and no good for Ryan Logg and another Miller board. So Miller's really opened things up here in the third, and now I think we got a timeout by Zeller. 1:05 to play third quarter. Miller 33, Cheyenne Eagle Butte 17. We're back in 30. A 30-second timeout on 1210 KOKK.
Thinking about something personalized and unique like personalized wedding t-shirts. Maybe a t-shirt for a family reunion. A hat, that's always a popular option. Even lawn chairs. That's right, lawn chairs. The Miller Press has you covered on all fronts. What about a cool color t-shirt supporting your favorite local race car driver? And then, of course, there's the standard calling cards that let your friends know where to find you. Call the Miller Press today or just stop on in. The great folks at the Miller Press will help you with all your printing needs.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
So back to Miller, minute 5 left in the third quarter of the girls' game. Remember, we got both games of a doubleheader on the air tonight. Miller on the inbound, leading by 16, and they have changed out some personnel. Here's a 3 on the wing left side, no good for the Rustlers, and a foul on the rebound will go against Miller. Fouls on Aaron Montour, her second. That'll be 3 on the team here in the second half. And with 50 seconds to play in the third, Cheyenne Eagle Butte will bring it to the offensive end. It'll be Aaron Rave. Rave off to Paris. Paris top of the key for Alberta Miner. Miner still on the dribble. Back on the right wing for Aaron Rave. Now up top for Julia Cook. Cook on the left side. Looking for a lob in. Nice pass inside. High off the glass. It won't go for number 20, Alberta Miner, but an offensive rebound, and Cheyenne Eagle Butte will have it here to close out the third. 20 seconds left, third quarter. There's a long 3. Oh, that is a 3. It's on the way. No good. That one no good for Julia Cook. Rebound grab by Keeter. Miller pushing it up court. All the way to the basket, and the layup good for Aaron Montour. So Montour, the first bench score for Miller, and that'll do it for three quarters. After three quarters in the girls' game, Miller has opened this one up. 35-17, they lead Cheyenne Eagle Butte. We're back in a minute. 60 seconds on 1210 KOKK.
The Highlight Steakhouse and Lounge would like to wish the Miller Rustlers the best of luck in today's matchup. The Highlight is open 5 days a week for lunch from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. with specials every day. Stop in for supper as well. The Highlight reopens at 5 p.m. every night with supper, and don't miss Saturday night. That's prime rib night. Along with your meal, grab your favorite beverage. The Highlight has a great selection of pops, spirits, and your favorite brews. The Highlight Steakhouse and Lounge in downtown Miller is proud to sponsor Rustler Athletics.
American Family Insurance believes your dreams are what matter most. That's why we offer affordable ways to protect them.
My dream is to own a second car and a house with a two-car garage to keep it in.
My dream is to start my own business and make my son my first employee.
Whatever your dream, we can help protect it. Learn more at AmFam.com or contact your local agent. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it.
Your American Family Insurance agent in Miller is Crystal Wolcordson. See her at 113 East 3rd Street or call her at 853-3324.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back. Fresh 8 is up. Fourth quarter just underway. Miller outscores Cheyenne Eagle Butte 18-5 in the third, and they have opened up an 18-point lead. Lob inside Keeter. Keeter working around the defender. A couple of players on the deck and a foul called, I think, on the Braves. Foul will be on Aaron Rave, her first. There's Fernholz from 6 feet. She'll use the window. That one is good. 7.5, 9 in the game for Fernholz. Miller's lead is 20. 37-17 with 7.5 to play. Here's a 3 from the corner. No good for shaving, but the offensive rebound comes all the way out to Markey, and she will lefty lay it up and in. Shaving with 4 points. Cheyenne Eagle Butte doing whatever they can, trying to get back into this one, but it really needs some defensive stops. They just haven't been able to do much of that. Here's Keeter inside, had the ball knocked away. Fernholz picks it up, and it squirts out of bounds. It's off Miller, so Braves catch a break there. They get the basket. Now the turnover and a chance to cut into this 18-point lead. rave across the timeline. Down in the corner, it's Marky Shavings. Shavings pass ripped by Bernholtz. Bernholtz ahead to Waddell. Waddell, long lead pass for Keeter. Keeter can't quite catch up to it, has to save it in, and the Braves will take it over. The Alberta Miner, here's another steal. Waddell, but she stepped out of bounds. Trying to tiptoe the far sideline. Here comes Carly Beckett back on. Beckett's going to replace Moncur, and now a timeout by Mendoza. 6:40 to play in the girls' game. Miller up big, 37-19. We're back after a timeout of 1 minute. A 60-second break on 1210 KOKK.
Nelson's HB Seeds is proud to serve the Miller and Hand County area and wish best of luck to the Rustlers. Now's the time to look into your seed for next year. Nelson HB Seed has winter wheat and spring wheat available, plus Kruger corn and soybean seed. Nelson HB Seed and Miller can also treat your seed. Call 853-3025, 853-3025 for more information. Best of luck to the Rustlers from Nelson HB Seed in Miller.
The certified public accountant firm of Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson LLP can take care of your tax and accounting needs. Income tax preparation, computerized bookkeeping, audit and not audit financial statements, estate planning, just among the services offered by Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson. Wishing the best to the Miller Rustlers, Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson LLP, CPA firm of Miller.
You've got Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Miller. Fourth quarter, 6:33 to play of the girls game. Here's another Brave three, and that one is airmail and out of bounds. So the Rustlers will take over with 6:28 to play. And again, an 18-point advantage. Miller blew a wide open in the third, outscoring the Braves by 13. Here's a steal by Maya Harris. Harris all the way to the basket, and a foul called on Miller. I think that one will be on Waddell. That is the case, and we'll have free throws coming here for Maya Harris. Harris yet to score in the game. First free throw is off the mark. One more free throw coming for the freshman Harris. Second is on the way, back iron, and that pops out. Rebound, though, tipped out all the way out near the timeline, but it's picked up by Pawlowski. Probably having a chance to maybe grab that was Aaron Rave, but she tried to tip it out to a teammate and ended up tipping it out to the Rustlers. Here's a foul inside against the Braves. The foul will be on Ryan Long, her second. Six on the Braves here in the half, so neither team yet in the bonus. We'll go to the line with Keating. Keating's first free throw is up and in. So the Rustlers on the night, 5 of 17 from the free throw line, and of course, with a big lead, that number might be a little bit overshadowed, but I'm sure Coach Zeller will be talking about it after this one, even though, again, they are up 19 at this point, 38-19. Right wing for Maya Paris. Inside, ball grabbed by Ryan Long, and Long will put it up and in. Ryan Long's first point. Steal or a near steal, saved in by Long, and Paris went after it. Paris and Keeter had a little bit of a collision there. And they're going to call the foul on Keeter. It put up 24 on the scoreboard, but that's not right. Shot inside and up and in. I think it's for Shaving. Marky Shaving with a half dozen. Here's another near steal, and now it is a steal. Grabbed by Maya Harris, and then another foul on Waddell. So that's Waddell's fourth. Team's fifth, so just inbounding duties here for Cheyenne Eagle Butte. 5.5 minutes to play, a 15-point Miller lead. Zeller wants a timeout, so we'll do one as well. 5:31 to play, Miller 38, Cheyenne Eagle Butte 23. We're back in a minute, 60 seconds on 1210 KOKK.
Stop by Shooters in Woolsey for good times, great food, and drinks that will warm you up or cool you down. Shooters in Woolsey opens by 4:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Stop by Friday night for smoked ribs, and Saturday it's prime rib. Shooters will make any beverage you want. If they don't know how to make it, then tell them what's in it and they'll fix you up. Good times, great food, and just about any beverage you can imagine, that's Shooters in Woolsey.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And welcome back to Miller. Cheyenne Eagle Butte in possession of the basketball here with 5:24 to play, but trailing 38-23. They have got it to a 15-point lead, and now here's free throws coming for the Braves, so chance to cut in a little further. Foul is on Katie Fernholz, her third. First free throw is on the way and no good. For the Braves, I think that's Ryan Long. Second free throw is no good. It was Long. She goes 0 for 2 on that trip. So the Braves are 0 for 5 from the line. Trying that full court defense, trying to get some turnovers. Is, well, they're going to get a foul instead. Ball on Alberta Minor, her first. Nope, second. So free throws coming here for Katie Fernholz. A 1-1 anyway. Front end is up and in. Wrestler 6 of 19 from the free throw line. Second free throw for Fernholz is up and in. Fernholz with 11 points. Lob inside, trying to get it to Alberta Biner, and a ball knocked out of bounds by the Rustlers. Here comes Mary Garter back in. Garter will replace Biner. And the Braves will inbound with 5:01 to play. 40-23, Miller by 17. Here's Shaving, throws up a runner, hits the backboard, she got it back. Dumps it inside to Garter, who puts it up and in. Probably not how they wrote it up, but it worked. 15 points the difference, 40-25. Miller a long lead pass, nearly turning it over, but able to haul it in is Monagale Schlechter. So the Rustlers with possession. They're at 40-25, 4.5 minutes remaining. Miller by 15. Here's another steal. Ball knocked away by Ferris all the way to the basket. High off the glass. The layup is good. So the Braves fall behind by as many as 20. Now furiously trying to come back. They got back within 13, and here's a miss by Miller, and the Braves another rebound. No good there for Monagale Schlechter and the Braves. A chance they could get this back to 10. Up and under by Garner is good. Garner with 7 points. Inbounds to Fernholz. We got an 11-point game with 4 minutes to play. Markie Shaving stepping in, her second personal foul. And Mike Mendoza might be thinking maybe the way Miller's shooting the free throw tonight, they're going to try to make him win it at the line. Or keep the lead at the line, I guess. Fernholz at the line here. For front end is good. So Fernholz now 3 in a row. 12 points in the game for Katie. Second is good. So the Wrestlers' second half free throw numbers much better, but the first half 1 for 10. Although a comfortable lead of 13 points. Here's a 3. That one is no good, and they can't save the rebound, so the Braves will turn it over. Still 3:40 to play, a 13-point game. This was 20 points here just a couple minutes ago. Braves doing a good job of full court pressure. Forcing some turnovers. Miller able to break the press. Here's Werdell across the timeline. Leave it back for Pulowski inside. Fernholz. Fernholz down in the corner for Beckett. Beckett a little fake, but too much time left on the shot clock. I'm sure Zeller told him, use as much as you can. Here's a miss and a rebound grab by the Braves. I had to buy a Paris. Paris, lefty, lay-in is good. So Maya Paris with 4 points all here in the fourth quarter. The lead is down to 11, 42-31, and the Rustlers nearly turning it over. Heads up play by Vonnegut Schlechter. Schlechter caught the pass on the baseline, was falling out of bounds, and bounced it off Garner and out of bounds. So Miller will hold on to it. 3:04 left. The lead, though, is down to 11. Inbounds, Werdell, quick shot, and it goes in. Best case there is I'm sure Zeller wanted to see a little more of the shot clock and a little more of the game clock go away before they shot the basketball, but it worked out. A 13-point Miller lead, 44-31. Pass inside, Fernholz knocks it out. Shiny Gabute will bring in Alberta Miner. Miner to replace Ryan Law. Inbounding duties here for Maya Paris. Paris into Shaving. Shaving sees an opening. Fires up the jumper. No good. Rebound grabbed by Schlechter. And we'll go the other way with Vonnegut, and she is fouled. Foul's called on Marky Shaving. That is her third. It's her fourth, according to the big board. Free throw here for Vonnegut Schlechter. Front end is no good. Here comes Snowy Firecloud back on. Miller also bringing Annie Keeter back in. Another free throw here for Schlechter. Second is good. And Zeller wants another timeout. 2:38 to play in the girls' game. 45-31. Miller's lead is 14. We're back in 1 minute. 60 seconds on 1210 KOKK.
Stop into Farmers Cash Food Do It Center for your next project. Whether your project is on the farm or home, from barbed wire to kitchen cabinets, Do It Best buying power of over 4,000 stores in 30 countries can help. If you can't make it into the store, check out our website. You can have your product of choice shipped to the store or to your house. Remember, Farmers Cash Food Do It Center for your next project.
Give me a hammer, hand me a saw. I'm not slowing down till I've done it all. I love saving money and time at the Do It Center store.
Have you shopped Boss Boutique yet? You have to come check us out. Boss Boutique is a fun, friendly women's clothing store in Huron. We carry sizes small to 3X. We also have unique South Dakota made decor and jewelry you will love. Our store hours are Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 4, and Sunday, 12 to 4. We are south of Walmart, next to the Panda Garden.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Miller. 2:32 to play in the girls' game, and the Braves trying to fight their way back in. They trail by 14, and here's another turnover by Cheyenne Eagle Butte. So another foul will lead to more free throws. Werdell is walking down to put them up, and I think it's on Firecloud, if that's the case. That would be it. No, it was on Maya Paris. So Maya's third. Free throws for Werdell. She will get two. Double bonus time for Miller. Werdell's first is up and in. Second free throw, no good. Firecloud for the rebound. And a foul called on Miller, and that'll push the Braves into the bonus. They didn't report a foul to the table. I'm assuming it's Werdell. Yep, 22. Fourth foul for Shaley Werdell. 1-1 opportunity here for Aaron Rave. Good on the first. So for the Braves, their first make of the night, they are now 1-for-6. Rave ready for her second. That is airborne. Back iron pops up. Bernholtz the rebound. Bernholtz off and running across the timeline. Started by Aaron Rave. Here's Werdell, the top of the key. Ball knocked away and a foul call. I think that's Fire Cloud. So now we'll find, no, it's not. It is number 13, Aaron Rave. So her second. Back to the line with Werdell. First is no good. Four of nine on the night is Shaylee Werdell. That's much better than the team number. Four of ten now after the second is no good. And that skill, I think, is better than the team number. Jump ball on the rebound. We'll go to the Braves. 2:11 to play in the girls' game. Remember, we got a boys' game coming up. Both games of a girl-boy doubleheader tonight. KOKK on a snowy Saturday evening. Here's Parrots down in the left corner for Firecloud. Top of the key, and now right wing to Miner. Score, here's a three on the way, no good for Parrots. Long rebound, though, offensive board, grabbed by Miner. The Braves will get another look, also a fresh shot clock. A minute 40 left, a 14-point Miller lead. Here's another Miller steal. That's going to lead to a jump ball, and I think the wrestlers will have it. Expect plenty of pressure here. Is Cheyenne Eagle Butte still at full court pressure, trying to claw their way back in. They had it down to 11, had it from 20 back to 11, couldn't get it into single digits, and now it's back to 14. Here's a steal, though, by a Ferris going straight at the rack. Can't hit. Rebound knocked out. Oh, they're going to say it's off Miller. So the Braves on the offensive end will bring it in with a minute 32 left. 46-32, Miller by 14, and another steal. Here's Fernholz. Over to Pulowski. Pulowski to Werdell. Werdell stuck in the backcourt. Here comes the double team. And ball squirts out. Picked up by Pulowski. And there's a 10-second call. So Chang will be the habit with a minute 17 left. Still a 14-point Miller lead. And the Braves getting the ball back. They're holding Miller from scoring, but they're not scoring themselves. We'll see what trying to put together here. There's a lob into Rave. Rave down in the right corner for Firecloud. Cross court back to Rave. Have to save it in through the hands of a couple of Braves. And Fernholtz will come up with it. Another turnover. Fernholtz, a pass ahead and a foul call. Fouls on Firecloud. So now we'll see. Okay, they did have her for three. So that's her fourth. A couple of free throws coming for Katie Fernholtz. Reynolds 0 for 3 in the first half, 5 out of 6 here in the second half. Continues that as she knocks down another. Back to a 15-point lead. 47-32. Reynolds second rattles out. Rebound Alberta Miner. Miner a long lead pass to Firecloud for 3. That one no good. Rebound grabbed by Schlechter, and a foul called on the Braves. That's Firecloud, and that will be it for her night. She will bow out with 8 points. She will sit down with 52 seconds to play. So more Miller free throws coming. It's time for Bonagale Schlechter. Schlechter 1 for 2 on the night. First rattles out. Comes Brooks Sargent in for the first time tonight. Sargent to replace Pulowski. Joins Fernholtz, Keeter, Werdell, and Schlechter. Second free throw, no good for Schlechter. Long rebound comes out to the top of the key. Shiny Gubut will haul it in. And another steal by Fernholtz. I don't know how many she's got, but I'll bet you it's more than a couple. 47-32, wrestlers on the offensive end. 35 seconds to play, and pretty much all over but the final tally. Here's Schlechter rising up from 10. Fernholtz to the rebound. Footback is no good. Jump ball on the rebound. We'll go to Cheyenne Eagle Butte. That should just about do it. Rachel Oldmuller going to check in. She'll replace Schlechter. Seconds left. Remember, we got a boys game coming up, and they will not put up much time. So we will do a very quick Gary Zell post-game show, and we will be right back at it to talk to our coaches. I think we may have figured out a way to get you those interviews. So we're going to see if we can get that done. Pass into Fernholz. 15 seconds left. Long lead pass. Keeter going to get a layup. Oh, she missed it. Rebound grab by Cheyenne Eagle Butte. Maya Ferris is behind everybody, and she'll lay it up and in. Ferris, all six of her points here in the quarter. Too little, too late. Miller wins. The Wrestlers win going away. The final is 47-34. A quick Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show comes your way next on 1210 KOKK.
You're an American farmer. You're the best at what you do. You till and plant the soil. You fertilize and cultivate. You nudge and nurture and fix and fuss. You do everything in your power to produce the world's food. But you can't control the weather.
Kent Clark Insurance of Wessington, your friendly local crop insurance agent, can help you control the consequences of the weather. Call Kent Clark Insurance today and protect your investment at 605-458-2281.
Beat the rush. Enroll now for spring classes at Huron Community Campus. HCC offers general study courses for only $40 per credit hour. Spring classes include music appreciation, biology, U.S. history, English comp, American government, and lifespan psychology. Visit HuronCommunityCampus.org or call Doug at 353-8518 to enroll. And don't forget to follow Huron Community Campus on Instagram and Facebook. $40 spring classes at Huron Community Campus. It's a no-brainer.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Vern's Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
About something personalized and unique like personalized wedding t-shirts, maybe a t-shirt for a family reunion, a hat, that's always a popular option, even lawn chairs.